Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the ADF Foods Limited Q2 and H1 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Bhavin Soni. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks. Good evening, everyone. I am Bhavin Soni from Orient Capital. We are investor relations advisors to ADF Foods Limited. On behalf of ADF Foods Limited, I extend a very warm welcome to all the participants on this Q2 and H1 FY23 financial results discussion call. Today on the call, I am joined by Mr. Bimal Thakkar, Chairman and MD, Mr. Shardul Doshi, CFO, and Mr. Devang Gandhi, Chief Operating Officer. I hope everyone has had an opportunity to go through the investor presentation and press release that we have uploaded on the exchanges and company's website. Before we begin the call, I would like to give a short disclaimer. This call may contain some forward-looking statements which are completely based on our beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of today. These statements are not a guarantee of future performance and involve unforeseen risks and uncertainties. With this, I hand over the call to Mr. Thakkar for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Bhavin. Good evening, everyone. I'm pleased to welcome you all to our Q2 and half year ended 30th September 2022 earnings conference call. The demand for our product continues to be strong, and I'm happy with the performance of the ADF team as we have achieved strong and profitable growth. On a standalone basis, we recorded revenue of 155 crores in half year, in H1 financial year 2023 and 83.2 crores in Q2 financial year 2023, a growth of 17.3% and 12.8% respectively for the same periods last year. On a consolidated basis, we recorded revenue of 204 crores in H1 financial year 2023 and 106 crores in Q2 financial year 2023. Our standalone EBITDA and PAT for the half year stood at 22.8 crores and 20.5 crores respectively. Our consolidated EBITDA and PAT for H1 financial year 2023 and Q2 financial year 2023 stood at 27.1 crore and 21.2 crores respectively. We are showing constant growth and resilience in our overall business despite the supply chain disruption which we have in our U.S.-based subsidiary that has affected its contribution to our revenue and profitability. The company continues to see inflationary pressures on raw material side and is constantly working on improving cost efficiencies. We have witnessed softening prices of freight costs as compared to last year and this quarter. We are making every effort to maintain our margins despite strong headwinds in raw materials with a better product mix and cost optimizations and price hikes taken in the previous quarters. Through our wholly owned subsidiary, Telluric Foods Limited, we are pleased to announce the launch of our brand, ADF Soul in India, which will be sold through e-commerce channels all over India via the company's own e-commerce website, soul-foods.in, and various leading e-commerce platforms like Amazon. Currently, we've launched pickles and chutneys in India, created with the right balance of healthy olive oil, sweet, less salt, and spicy ingredients using traditional recipes. This is just the beginning as we are planning to launch a category of various international gourmet products under this brand. In order to improve our product portfolio and to serve our valued customers, we continue to launch new products in categories of ready-to-eat foods and meal accompaniments like paste and pickles. Our distribution continues to be on the right track and is helping growth of our own brands as well. To conclude, we are extremely excited to capture all these opportunities, especially the launch of products under ADF Soul in India. This is all from my side for the moment, and I'll hand over to Shardul for the financial update. Thank you. Over to you, Shardul.
Yeah, thank you, Bimal. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. Let me brief you on the financial highlights for the second quarter. Let me cover the standalone first. On a quarterly basis, Q2 FY23 revenue stood at rupees 83.2 crores, which is an increase of 12.8% Y-on-Y and 15.3% quarter-on-quarter. Our Q2 gross profit and EBITDA for standalone business stood at rupees 47.7 crores and rupees 15.5 crores. Q2 PAT stood at rupees 13.1 crores with margin of 15.7%, which is an improvement of 110 bps Y-on-Y and 540 bps sequentially. We are continuing not to book any income on account of PLI incentive for the current year due to change in policy with respect to start year under the PLI policy. On standalone basis, our H1 FY23 revenues increased by 17.3% to rupees 155.3 crores compared to the same period last year. EBITDA stood at rupees 22.8 crores and PAT stood at rupees 20.5 crores with a margin of 13.2%. The freight cost is showing declining trend, which is continued post-September also. However, we are still facing some inflationary challenges on the raw material side. In the current quarter, cost control, operational savings, and prudent price increases across select product categories help mitigate the impact of inflationary pressure and improve the margins. On console basis, our top line was 106.7 crores for Q2, EBITDA stood at rupees 18 crores, and PAT at rupees 13.6 crores, which is 12.7% margin. For H1, our console top line was rupees 203.9 crores, EBITDA at 27.1 crores and PAT at 21.2 crores. This is all from my side. We can now open the floor for question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one. First question is from the line of Ravi Naredi from Naredi Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Vimalji, for a reasonable set of numbers. Sir, we are doing hard efforts at US and took two godowns on rent or lease, but since last 2 to 3 years, not growing much in top line or bottom line. So what is your comment and what you think for next 1 to 2 years in a line?
So, you know, ever since we took the warehouses on lease, right, we were hit with COVID and there were disruptions in terms of getting people, setting up that warehouse. We had some challenges and headwinds, but now that's all in the past, and this is an investment which we have made for the future, and we are very confident that it is going to yield results, and you will see in the coming quarters that things will get much better. Our distribution business, the subsidiary which we've set up for distribution, also will continue to grow strong, and we've already seen that happen where the indirect benefit is coming on the standalone basis because our growth of our own brand through these distribution companies has grown substantially from what it was earlier in the same areas. So this is, just the initial setting up phase, and unfortunately we got caught in that during the COVID times. I mean, We've set up a freezer. We've made an investment on a freezer, but we've not been able, and it's been now over a year, and we were not able to get a transformer. The electricity board doesn't have a transformer to give us. So we are still struggling with, you know, outside storage. And so there have been some challenges, but now, going forward, we are already now seeing that there, hopefully by the end of this year, we get our freezer started off in the warehouse as well, and things should improve.
Okay. And sir, at what capacity of different location we are running, like Surat, Nadiad, and Nashik?
So, you know, each various lines are running on different capacities, and I'll have Devang, if you want to just take that question, please.
So what is happening is that, like you said, they're all different lines. As far as Nadiad is concerned, we've got about basically about the majority, about 12,000-15,000 tons. This depends on various products. As far as Surat is concerned, we have got 3,200 tons, roughly. And as far as Nashik is concerned, we have got another, say about 14,000 tons again. This is more because of our chutney capacity there.
Okay. And sir, what is our CapEx plan in next 2 years?
Devang, you want to get that?
So our CapEx plan in the next 2 years is basically, we have a greenfield project that should be in the region of about 60 crores, and we would have additional balancing equipment, additional capacity expansions at both Surat, at, sorry, at Surat, Nashik, as well as Nadiad, and that would be another in the line tune of about 10 crores.
10 crore. Okay, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. These are my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prakash Kapadia from Anived Portfolio Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Couple of questions from my end. You know, you did mention in the opening remarks, U.S. supply chain had an impact on, you know, sales. Could you help us quantify the impact of lost sales? Because I think we had 107 crores of consolidated sales. So what could be the impact due to this U.S. disruption in terms of sales for the quarter?
Shardul, do you want to take that?
Yeah, so our ADF Foods USA business, which is Nets and PJ's business, there is a disruption which has happened. In fact, there are no sales from that business in first half. So in first half, last year, we did almost 25 crores of a top line, and we had earned a profit of around 3 crores. Vis-a-vis, in fact, in this year, first half, there is a loss of around 3 crores. So there is a profit impact of almost 5 odd crores and top line impact of 25 crores. So had this business also, you know, if you reduce that from the last year, there is a good growth which we have seen in all our other businesses.
Understood. And you know, in a global inflationary scenario, how does demand look like in, say, the balance of, you know, 23? How does second half look like? Because inflation continues to be, you know, pretty high globally. So is there a risk to demand?
Right.
Because I think now the supply chain and U.S. could have been resolved, right? Is what my understanding is.
Well, no. For our subsidiary, we've still not been able to resolve the problem on the supply of products. So the ADF Foods USA, the subsidiary of ours, which Shardul just gave you information on, that will still have challenges. We've still not been able to resolve that supply chain. But all the other businesses, we are not seeing any, we are seeing a strong growth and strong demand for the products. So, you know, all the ethnic Indian food, which we are doing from India, the agency businesses, we are seeing good demand on those.
Okay. And on the domestic side, you know, how is, you know, Soul priced as compared to competition? Is it higher? Is it lower? Is it at par? Because, you know, online is a very price sensitive kind of a market. So how does, you know, pricing of our products happen?
So, you know, the whole Soul value proposition is healthy and tasty products. So it is not priced on the economy end, it is priced for the millennials, and it is at a slight premium. There are lots of other products within the same kind of category which are there, and we are on similar kind of price points as those. But we are not an economy or a, you know, mid-level kind of brand. It is a premium brand.
No.
And we've had in the first month, you know, we've had a good traction on the products. We've had repeat orders, and now we will be going very aggressive with campaigns on Amazon and also launching on other websites as well. But we are very pleased with the initial response that we've had. Consumers have come back, rebought, so that is a very encouraging sign.
Right. And, you know, lastly, from the U.S. business perspective, how and what should you know, give us the trigger which will, you know, ensure and, you know, get us a better understanding the worst is over and, you know, these issues have been sorted and demand would come back?
Well, so, I mean, I cannot see it going anything worse than what we've currently gone, because the ADF Foods USA subsidiary has virtually given zero business, and it's only gone negative for us. All the other businesses, we're seeing good growth on them, and so I think the worst is behind us now, and we look forward to a good future now from the U.S. subsidiaries.
Understood. Thank you. All the best. I'll come back if I have more questions. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Karthik Shah. As an individual investor, please go ahead. Also, participants, please press star and one if you wish to ask a question. Mr. Shah, over to you.
Yeah. Hi. Congratulations, Bimal and team. You have done a good job this quarter. My simple limited question is there any room for spending more on marketing in terms of advertisements, etc.? Because the presence in the Indian market seems to be quite not so visible. And any other acquisitions in the pipeline, if the CapEx that we have is the cash we have is quite a lot in the company? That's all.
Yeah. So, thanks. So, yes, we have not started our ad campaign in the domestic market. You will start seeing activity on social media from this month onwards. And we are committed in investing and know that we have to invest in marketing to get this brand popular in India. So we will do that, and you will see the activity starting off from this month. We just didn't want to launch a campaign last month because it was high season, Diwali time, and, you know, these products wouldn't have really got any kind of impact or push because of the Diwali season. So you'll start seeing the campaigns from this month onwards. And as far as acquisition opportunities, we constantly evaluate, and we are always on the lookout. So we will look at that. We definitely want to look at something and hope we get something at which is a good fit for us and at the right price.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Bimal.
Thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Tushar Shetty from GB Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, Tushar, there's some echo in the line. Please use the handset mode.
Yeah. Am I audible?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. Just wanted to know how has been the response to the launch of ADF Soul in India and how are we planning to scale up?
So I just answered that, Tushar. I mean, we've had a very encouraging response and it's just been 1 month and we are now going to step up on the marketing activity of those of that brand in India. So we are very pleased with the initial response that we've got on the brand. And there are lots of more products that we will be adding on in this under this brand.
So okay.
We are very optimistic. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. And what are our internal sales target for this thing? Can we share? It will be helpful.
So the first financial year, we are looking at, I mean, it's just going to be 5 months in this financial year. So we are not looking at anything over the top. But next financial year onwards, we are looking at a minimum of 1 crore a month to begin with. And this is all online. Okay. And after we've established that, then we want to look at getting into modern trade. So the first full year, which will be next financial year, we should be looking at least about a 12 crore top line minimum.
Okay, okay, that might, this will help. And the second question is, sir, the growth in quarterly revenue for the distribution business has remained flattish. So could you help us by throwing some light the thing?
Sure. So, you know, one of the core agency brands that we have, which is the Unilever Teas, right? That has undergone some changes where Unilever internationally, I mean, globally has sold those brands to a private equity firm. So, I mean, we now are working with that private equity firm for managing the distribution, and there were some disruptions during that whole transition, which is why there was a flattish sale. But now from next year, from Jan on, I mean, everything is now resolved, and from Jan onwards you should start seeing again a good growth trajectory. Because so there was a transition period between this sale process, so that led to some slowdown for us.
Okay, this helps. And does this quarter reflect the sales made for Patanjali? Has we onboarded them in the last quarter?
Yes, Patanjali has started off for us, and we are pretty much on target to achieve our £500,000 target for the first year. We've just launched it in UK. We are now in the process of putting it in some other European countries as well. But yes, so this quarter does reflect the Patanjali sales as well.
Okay, that's good. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anupam Agarwal from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir, good afternoon and congratulations on good numbers. I'll start off with, sir, if you can help us understand the freight costs during the quarter. As a percentage of sales, how much would that be, and what is the kind of variation we have seen in the cost QOQ and YY?
Sure. Shardul, you want to please get that?
Yeah, so freight cost has in fact in Q2 has come down by almost 5% of our top line. So which used to be 20% in the previous quarter, it come down to almost 15% now. So that's a number which we have. Anubhav,
got it. So secondly, I want to ask you the CAPEX timelines, the 60 crore CAPEX. If you can help us understand by which quarter will that start to commission, and on peak utilization, what is the kind of revenue potential it can have?
So the CAPEX is primarily both greenfield as well as internal expansions in existing plants. So while I can give you a time frame for the greenfield to be about say roughly 1.5 to 2 years. It's an ongoing process at our plants. So as far as revenue kick-in is concerned, at full capacity, at 100% capacity, the greenfield should be around 170 to 180 crores, as well as we would be giving probably quite a substantial figure from our internal expansion also.
Understood. And sir, what is this greenfield? Is it largely for frozen food category or some
yes,
other expansion?
Yes, it's for frozen food, just to give you an idea. It's for frozen food, where we would add most of, we would replicate all the lines which we have in Nadiyar today.
No, and we'll be adding some new product lines as well in this.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's the first phase is frozen. Then we have a second phase planned for some other ambient products as well.
Understood. And the Indian brand ADF Soul, where is that getting manufactured? Is it in the leased plant or?
No, that's being manufactured in our Nasik facility.
Understood. And
ambient products.
Got it. And the lease facility is for what category and till when is the lease contract?
So the lease facility is for frozen products, and we've got we will continue with the lease facility till the greenfield project is complete. So for another 2 years at least.
Understood. So just to understand on the gross margin piece, between the US and our other European and Middle East markets, and the brands that we cater to in those regions, how would Indian ADF Soul be, just trying to understand on the gross margin piece, how would ADF Soul be for us? Is it higher than the other regions or?
So the ADF Soul also is, because it's a premium brand, the gross margins are upwards, between 40 to 50% margin, gross margins.
Okay. Got it. And what is the kind of marketing ad spends we're looking at? Let's say in the next 5 months, we'll be getting 5 months in FY23. So what is the kind of, or an absolute amount if there is in mind?
So for the next 5 months, we are looking at close to about 3 crores in marketing spend.
Okay, so will we be breaking even in those 5 months or break even is going to happen FY24?
No, FY24 will be break even. This financial year, no, it won't break even. But, it's a new brand. We have to make the investments.
Fair enough. Lastly, sir, just an update on the QSR acquisition we did last quarter or an investment we did last quarter. What is the update there?
So we put that investment on hold for the moment. So we haven't made the investment yet. We put it on hold. We will be deciding on it in the next before the end of this fiscal year.
But is it committed or is there some other reason for not keeping it on hold?
No, there are certain discussions we are having with the company, with that company. So, till certain clarity is not there, we've decided to put it on hold. So the discussions are still going on. It's not ended. We are still going on with the discussions.
Right. So last one from my end, the 60 crore capex greenfield and downfield 70 crore will be funded through internal cash or?
Yes, it will be funded through internal accruals. We will be taking some term loan, but primarily through internal accruals. And we are getting, we are hopeful of getting, some government subsidy also on this.
Right. Got it. I will come back in the queue. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
A reminder to our participants, please press star and one to ask a question. We have the next question from the line of Faisal Hawa from H.A. Hawa & Company. Please go ahead.
So, sir, total, did I hear correctly that we are planning a greenfield expansion of 180 crores totally?
No, sir. It is 60 crores.
60 crores.
That was.
So, I mean, with the strategy of so many, you know, B2B, sorry, D2C brands, you know, and, you know, who have really scaled up so well and, taking the social media approach and, you know, telling a very compelling story. So, will our new marketing from which we are going to also get PLI benefits abroad, will it be now, you know, more targeted towards this kind of platforms and, you know, so that we can scale up much faster? That is one. And second is, sir, how many more countries do you think we can, you know, really expand to? And third is that, how many more companies are we now engaging to, you know, act as a distributor for, you know, Indian diaspora products abroad?
Right. So as far as the PLI scheme and the so what we are going to do on the of course, even for our international brands, we do use social media, but not to the extent that we intend to use in India. Because India, if we are going to, our focus is to be online and service, I mean, sell these products online only for the first one and a half years. So internationally, even though we use the social media, majority of our monies are spent on above the line, like television, in-store promotions, POS material in the stores, demos. That is how we spend internationally. India is primarily going to be social media, right? The second, please remind me of your second question again.
Second question, sir, how many more countries can we, you know, really expand to, where there's a very big, you know, Indian diaspora and, you know, like.
Yeah.
I mean, I always believe that somebody who's able to succeed his model in the U.S. can then, you know, do it anywhere. And that is what ADF has actually done.
Right. No, so we are currently in over 55 countries. We are adding constantly. Every year, a couple of new countries get added on. We've added some countries in Europe as well. So that's a constant process. But the more important thing is, within the main markets that we are in, we are increasing our depth in that market. That is the important thing. And within those markets also, we are now trying to target the non-Indian consumer, okay? So that's where you are going to start seeing more growth coming. The new countries will, of course, help and add, but they'll be smaller countries, because all the major ones we've already, we are already present in. The important thing is, in these major markets, is to increase the penetration, which is what we are doing, and addressing a new consumer base.
The third question is, how many more companies that we could, you know, engage with as for, like, a sole distributorship?
Right. So at the moment, we have the two anchor ones are Unilever and Patanjali.
Patanjali.
For Europe. We have two more discussions going on, and we hope to conclude that within the next. We've got one other company in from Malaysia, where we've just started distribution of that. And there is one more company which we are in discussions with for the distribution.
Going forward, you feel that these terms could get more and more favorable for us, you know, with the kind of mass we are building up and the distribution and the warehousing strength that we have? Because with HUL and, you know, Patanjali, you may not have been able to negotiate that for being this, our first foray, but now it could, you know, get much more favorable to us.
Yes, absolutely. And it will only help us, I mean, as we add more products through our pipeline, it's only helping us reduce our distribution costs. The fixed costs get reduced further. So yes, it will be more beneficial for us going forward.
Thanks a lot for answering so well, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any participants who wish to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Raj Osa, as an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, I'm audible? Hello.
Yes, you're audible.
Yes. Yes, you are.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. First of all, apologies, sir, if this question got repeated because I missed your commentary. Okay, I just wanted to understand on a raw material, like we also participated in many other calls, okay, where management indicated that the raw material prices started stabilizing, but still they see some kind of inflation pressure in coming quarters. So I just wanted to understand your view on that, on our raw material.
So as we've mentioned, we are still seeing some strong headwinds on the price increase on the raw materials. We are still seeing that, and we hope, you know, in the next quarter it gets better. But what is helping us is the freight costs are coming down, and we are trying to maintain our margins by better efficiencies and better product mix.
Okay.
The raw material price, inflationary pressure continues to remain on the raw material price.
Sure. So my one last question was, like, we have seen a good growth in our standalone business, but how do we assess the performance of our products on a local level, like big box retailer we are targeting to enter, and on what criteria, what basis we enter them, and how do we assess, like, country manager, like, performance? Country manager performance.
Oh, so all our country managers' performance is evaluated on the budget and targets that we've given to them, right? And as far as India goes, we have just started last month with the launch of ADF Soul, which is going to be online only, and the initial response on that has been very good. So we hope to see good traction over in the next financial year on this brand, as we have a lot of exciting new products which we intend to launch in the Indian market.
Sure. Fair enough, sir. Fair. Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ashish Kacholia from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Good evening to the ADF team. My question basically, sir, is that we are currently running at a run rate of about 200 crores per quarter. By when do you feel that we can kind of reach a run rate of, say, 400 crores per quarter? In how many years, or how are you seeing that opportunity space opening up for us?
Ashish, so, you know, as we always maintain that our endeavor is to try and double up in size every 3 years. Because of COVID and certain disruptions, this financial year was a little bit of a challenge, but otherwise, had we not gone through those disruptions, I think we would be on track to do that. Now that the worst is behind us, I think we hope to continue with that trajectory of doubling up every 3 years.
Okay, so you are seeing, because the US and these are mature markets, so
yeah,
what would lead to this doubling of our sales out there?
So our own, if you saw the standalone business, the business of our ethnic food, Indian food brand, that gives us all the confidence that we should be able to do it. We are seeing strong demand for those products, and we are pushing that. We've seen a good growth on that even in this fiscal year, so we feel confident on that basis from this product line.
This is largely the Indian diaspora, or this is we are able to reach out to the local communities there as well?
Well, at the moment, it is the Indian diaspora, and of course, we have already started making inroads in distribution for the mainstream consumer as well. So, but currently, largely through the Indian diaspora that we are seeing a strong demand. And as I mentioned, the mainstream is something where we see a good runway going forward for us.
Okay, so, but the Indian diaspora will, I mean, the diaspora itself may not be growing at a great pace, right? So, I mean, we're taking market share from somebody else, or what are the main demand drivers for our growth?
So it's a combination of a couple of things, Ashish. We are taking market share. We are increasing our penetration in terms of our width and depth in the stores, and we are adding new products which are helping the growth as well.
Right. Very well, sir. Thank you very much and all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, please press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, as no further questions from the participants. I'm sorry, we have a follow-up question that has come up from the line of Anupam Agarwal from Lucky Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Just, sir, if you can help us understand the 17% growth on H1 over H1, can you bifurcate that between the price hikes we've been taking and the volume growth?
Yeah. Shardul, can you please answer that?
Yeah. So it's roughly around 60% is coming from the price and 30%-40% is coming from the volume.
Okay. And how easy is it for us to take such a price hike every year, or is it, I mean, just a one-time every 2-3 years?
We have successfully. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, we can't take such price increases every year unless we are under these kind of extraordinary circumstances where everyone was getting hit by high cost on the raw materials, on the freight, all of that. But normally, we do have price increases of about 4%-5%. It all depends. So this year was an extraordinary year, and everyone, not just us, but a lot of other competitors also did take a price increase. Everyone's percentage would have been different. But this is not a normal trend. It all depends on all the other situations. If there's a crop failure, of course, then one does take a price increase accordingly. But if it's just normal, then it's about under 5%.
Understood. Sir, you mentioned about HUL selling some brands to a PE firm, and because of that disruption, we are in a transition phase and all that. What is the kind of revenue loss we have seen during this transition and the brands that were sold to the PE firm?
So the brands like Lipton, all their tea brands have been sold. So HUL, India, and I think Unilever, Indonesia, if I'm not mistaken, there are two of the Unilever companies which have kept those brands. The rights across the world, everywhere else, has been sold to this other brand. So all your brands like Red Label Tea, Taj Mahal Tea, Lipton Yellow Label, all these brands have been worldwide rights have been sold to this private equity firm. And what happened during this whole transition period is we had, I think, in terms of sales loss, Shardul, how much was the sales loss? There wasn't any growth, and I know there was a marginal sales loss because of that.
Yeah, roughly 7%-8%.
Yeah.
7%-8% of the HUL billing that we used to do?
Yeah.
Correct.
Is it possible to have?
We never worked with HUL. We were always working with Unilever Canada and Unilever International. So our dealings have never been with HUL.
Right. Sir, absolute amount if you can highlight.
Okay.
Yeah. Shardul.
1 minute. So in Q2, we did around, when we convert in rupee terms, it's around 16 crores versus 18 crores in the last year, same period.
Got it. So lastly, on the distribution business, after Patanjali, so for us to grow to a higher level, let's say 150 to 100 crores, are we in dialogues with other brand agencies as well for us to distribute their products?
Yes, we are. We are having some ongoing discussions with two more companies.
Got it. And any timelines you can.
So with one company, I think before the end of this year or probably in the last quarter, by then we should finalize it. We're hopeful to finalize with this one company before the end of this year.
Understood. That's it from my side and wish you all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that would be our last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Bimal Thakkar for closing comments. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you everyone for the participation and wish you a good evening and we'll catch up in the next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of ADF Foods Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.